الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين وقال تعالى ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with the greatest ni'mat, bounty, and that is the bounty of iman. We fail to ponder and reflect over such a great ni'mat that we are enjoying. A person who dies without iman, then he does not gain entry into paradise and jannat. A person who dies with iman, then Allah Ta'ala gives him jannat. Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala has got no partners, Allah has got no sharik, Allah has no parents, Allah has no wife, Allah has no children. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nobody can be compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most powerful. He believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all the qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings iman in all the anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, all the messengers, the prophets, and of course, in the finality of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the final messenger and he is the nabi of this ummat, the final ummat. He is khatamun nabiyin. He brings iman in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has full belief in all the kitabs, the divine kitabs Allah Ta'ala has sent. Of course, not those that were interpolated in the original form, the Zabur, the Zawrat, the Injil, and of course in the Qur'an Majeed. He believes in all the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in the last day, the day of Qiyamah. He believes in Ba'ath, Ba'ad al-Mawt, resurrection. That every person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah when the trumpet will be blown. And there will be the day of reckoning when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in taqdeer, all good and bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This iman is extremely precious. Without this iman, a person will not gain entry into Jannah. We are so fortunate that we are sitting here with iman. May Allah give us a maut with iman as well. May Allah Ta'ala make us live as believers. And when the time of death comes, we must leave this world with iman. Imagine at the time of Khandaq, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were busy digging the trench. It's a very long incident in Sirah. Most of you are acquainted with this incident. And there were huge boulders and rocks that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to then come down himself and break those boulders. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two stones tied around his belly, which he covered. He did not reveal that to Sahaba until one Sahabi came and he complained of spasms of hunger He could not bear it longer, and he lifts his kurta and he shows Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's got a stone tied to his belly. It was only then that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam revealed to the Sahaba that he had two stones tied to his belly. But it is mentioned at that time when he is busy digging the trench, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then recites the couplets of one Sahabi of his, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala. He says, Wallahi, lawla Allahu mahtadayna wala tasaddaqna wala sallayna. It's a very lengthy couplet. Just the first line. He says, Allah's qasam, had it not been the favors of Allah upon us, had it not been the kindness of Allah upon us, mahtadayna, we would not have got hidayat. وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا, we wouldn't have given any charity. وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا, we would not have performed any salat. Our salat that we are making, the charity we are making, giving, and all the good acts of ibadat that we are doing, it is only through the fact that Allah has given us hidayat and Allah has made us believers. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, a dua is mentioned and taught to us, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا, وَاللَّهُ do not let us become deviated. Don't turn away our hearts. After you have given us hidayat, it is imperative that we preserve this iman that we have. We strengthen this iman. We take care of this iman. We worry about the iman that we have. And the iman of our wives and children, our family members. I had mentioned on Monday evening and even in the ladies' talk, unfortunately, there seems to be an increase in people becoming murtads and atheists. So many youngsters, young boys and young girls in the recent months have lost the iman, they have become atheists. They do not believe in the existence of an Allah. Now this is something that we all have to be concerned about. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we know his valor, we know his courage, we know when it came to Islam, if any act or any deed was trampled upon, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala would not spare the sword for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the strength of his iman, that he could not bear any action in Islam being trampled upon or belittled by any person. There is a tribe that has been mentioned. 6 people of that tribe turned murtads, they became renegades in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So he had sent some Sahaba to go and find out and see and inquire about them. The Sahaba come back and say, no, they have become renegades. And the only thing now is that we will kill them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala then remarks, he says, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ أَخَذْتُهُمْ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا طَلَعْتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ مِنَ الْبَيْضَاءِ وَالصَّفْرَةِ. The meaning of this is, if I had to encounter such people, and if they came into my hands, it would have been more beloved to me than all the riches in the world. All the gold coins and all the silver coins and all the treasures. So the Sahabi asked him, then what will you do? He says, كنت عارضا عليهم الباب الذي خرجوا منه أن يدخلوا فيه. Then I would present to them that door from which they emerged and they exited and they came out. That is the door of Islam. And I would present to them and I would encourage them again to enter through that door again. Why? Because he was concerned about these people dying as Muslims, as believers. and gaining entry into Jannah perpetually. Otherwise, a person who dies without Iman will burn in Jahannam forever and ever. It is for this reason that Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala and many other Sahaba, in the time and era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would hold the hand of another Sahabi, they will catch the hand of another Sahabi, and this was the statement they would make, Ijlis bina nu'min sa'atan. Let us sit down and bring Iman. Let us sit down and bring Iman for a little while. So the Sahabi would then say, Hawalasna mu'mineen, aren't we believers already? What do you mean? Bring Iman for a little while. He says, Nathkurullah. We will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, and how much Allah has done for us. And the fact that Allah is our creator, and we are his slaves, and we should be worshipping Allah, and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will talk about our Allah, nazdadu imanan, then we will increase, our iman will increase. In fact, one Sahabi went and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Abdullah bin Rawaha is talking about bring iman, let us sit down and bring iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, these gatherings of iman in which Allah is spoken about, the greatness of Allah is spoken about, where people are invited to the greatness of Allah, in which the iman is being kindled, and a person is now realizing what his object in this world is, why he has been created, what is he doing? There is a day when mortal will overtake him. There is a hereafter. There is a day of reckoning. A person is not going to live in this world forever and ever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that these are such gatherings of iman which even the angels boast about. That they are also proud to be sitting in such gatherings. There is a person by the name of Abdullah bin Munabbih, rahmatullah alayhi. Somebody mentioned to Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala that, you know, Abdullah bin Munabbih, he has freed 100 slaves from his possession. So Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, then said, remark, mashallah, for a person to take out 100 slaves from his possession, it's a very great thing. It's a very noble thing he has done. But can I show you something more greater than that? Can I show you something more greater than that? He says, what is it? He said, Imanun malzumun bika al-layla wal-nahar. Walisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. That iman that you have, it must be embedded, it must be fixed with you day and night. For a moment that iman must not leave you. That is far greater than the noble task of freeing 100 slaves. Can you imagine the battle of Khaybar is taking place? Again, it's a lengthy incident, we don't have time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Sahaba made many efforts to conquer the forts of the Jews, and they were not successful. And then he says that tomorrow I will give the flag of Islam to such a person. رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Such a person who loves Allah and His Rasul. And Allah and His Rasul love him. Every Sahabi qualified for this. But who's a special person Rasulullah was going to give this flag to? Every Sahabi slept that night discussing that, who you think will get this prize and who will get this flag? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala desired that he must get this flag. And of course all of them qualified for that. But the next morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he hands his flag over to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he tells him, now you go forward. And don't turn back. And as Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala proceeds in front, suddenly he halts. Without turning back towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On what basis must I go and fight the enemy? How must I kill them? Rasulullah said, no, unfuth. Ala rizqik, take it easy, Sayyidina Ali. Take it easy. Don't just go and kill the people. Call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call them towards Iman. لَأَيَّهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ. If one person, just one person, gets hidayat and guidance through your inviting him towards Allah, it is better for you than possessing red camels. Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala, who assassinated Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which brought such sadness, such grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of battle of Uhud. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about the iman of Wahshi, and he sent many messages and invitation to Wahshi. Finally, when Wahshi radiallahu anhu accepts in Islam, and he appears before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before he could utter the kalima, when the sahaba see him, they draw their swords, because he had assassinated the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. And he caused such taklif and pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before they could do anything, he recites the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops the sahaba, and he says, no. La islamu rajulin wahidin ahabbu ilayya min qatli alfi rajulin. One person embracing Islam is far more beloved and more superior than taking 1,000 lives away. My respected brothers and elders, the concern is about this iman that we have. That we have to preserve this iman. And we have to be in those environments, in those gatherings, where our iman is rekindled. Otherwise, we will forget about this iman. We will become complacent. Then the value and the azmat of deen will vanish and disappear from our hearts. Those people who have become atheists, amongst the many reasons for them turning renegades and becoming atheists, one of the reasons is that they either mock Islam and Sharia or aspects of deen or the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they become very conceited people. The incident of Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi radiallahu ta'ala an is an eye-opener to each one of us. Whether you're a leader, whether you're a sheikh, you can be a mufti or a qari or an imam. The only time you're successful is when you leave this world with iman. Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi is another very long incident. But he was a sheikh and he had over 12,000 disciples. He knew 30,000 ahadith by heart. And he's moving with his following. People like Junaid Baghdadi was with him. Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi, all with him. And they come to a place and it is time for salat and there's no water for wudu. But the village that they had come upon, there were Christians living there. So they go by a well and they see some Christian girls. And amongst them there's a very beautiful young girl. And Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi's eyes and gaze falls on her. And then he asks her, what are you doing? Because she was wearing very elegant clothing and she was adorned with jewelry. So the other girls replied, no, she is the daughter of the chief. So he says, then why has he made you stand here and draw buckets of water? Couldn't you be sitting at home? So they replied, he said, no, her father wants her to understand and value hard labor. Nonetheless, for 3 days, suddenly, he becomes very, very silent and quiet. Shibli rahmatullahi goes to him, Sheikh, what has happened? You're not speaking, you're not talking. He says, I have to break the news to you. I have become infatuated with that girl. So, all of you may return home and I'm going to stay here. They plead to him, Sheikh, you cannot do this. But eventually they have to leave him. And they go back home to the village. People were awaiting the arrival of the Sheikh coming. But they find that he does not come back. The news is broken, people are crying, they're making dua. 1 year elapses and they come back to see his condition and they find him with the cross around his neck and with a staff, with an asa. He was rearing and grazing pigs. Shibli goes to him, Sheikh, what has happened to you? Allah Ta'ala then blesses him with iman again. Allah gives him hidayat again. My point is that hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to make a continued effort to preserve this iman. And dua to Allah Ta'ala not to snatch away this iman from us. And we have to be very wary and careful that we do not fall into the traps of shaitan and nafs and lose this iman. So he says, I had become infatuated. And her father promised that he'll get me married to her on condition I graze the pigs for him. This is my condition. It looks like iman has now been taken away from my heart. And this is my taqdeer and destiny. And I'm going to die like this. They plead to him, they cry. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala gives him that iman again. And he looks to the sky and he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he is given iman again. And then he tells his people that as we came to this village and I looked at the different churches and the different types of worship of the people, I thought to myself, O Abu Abdullah, how great, how superior you are to these people. You have got iman, you're a believer, you're a Muslim. And look at these people. I began to frown and look down upon them. And that is why this was my condition, that Allah Ta'ala took away that iman for some time. So that I now value iman and I do not look down upon any person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his life, this was his worry and concern, that how the entire man can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. The Quran explains and gives us just one word. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. The word baqi'un in Arabic means you are killing yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in pursuit of the iman of mankind. He would knock on the door of the disbelievers every day. He would call them to the oneness of Allah, despite the hardships, the torments, the persecution. His uncle comes to him, Abu Talib, and he tells him, O my nephew, why don't you stop preaching this Islam? He says, oh my uncle, لَوُضِعَتِ الشَّمْسُ فِي يَمِينِي وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِي مَا تَرَكْتُ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. If you place the sun in my right hand, the moon in my left hand, I will never give up calling towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah ta'ala makes Islam dominant, or I die in the process. This uncle Abu Talib dies without iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Abu Talib right till his dying moments. When Abu Talib is about to leave this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still concerned. And he'll just whisper into my ears this kalima. And I will bear witness on the day of Qiyamah to Allah Ta'ala that you recited the kalima. Now this was his concern. My respected brothers and elders, that iota of iman, the small bit of iman, the small particle of iman, even that is so valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that the people of Jahannam, when they will be put into Jahannam, then they will find in Jahannam some people who are believers in this world. And they will question them, what happened to you? Were you not believers in the world? They say, yes. Why are you in Jahannam? They said, no, we committed some serious sins. And because of that, we have been now sent into Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the hadith, فَسَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُمْ. Allah hears this conversation between the two people, his believers and the people of Jahannam. Because the people of Jahannam then began taunting them, that you are same like us, you're also being punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the angels to immediately remove all those who have iman. Even that iota of iman, that dot of iman, even that person must be removed from Jahannam. When that happens, the people of Jahannam will see and say, Ya laytana kunna muslimin. How we wish we were also believers that we would be now taken out of Jahannam. Rasulullah SAW then recited the ayat, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. That on that occasion, the disbelievers will wish, they will desire, if only we were believers, if only we were Muslims. But then it is too late.
My respected brothers and elders, this iman that a person has, the sahaba had this iman. Somebody questioned, did sahaba laugh? Did they ever jest and play with one another? The answer was yes. They joked with one another. They were human beings. But when they would joke, wal imanu a'zamu fi qulubihim min al-jabal. The iman would not become affected. It was more stronger than a huge mighty mountain. They would not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the sahaba would say that in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would talk about Jannat and Jahannam, كَأَنَّا رَأْيَ عَيْنٍ, it was as though Jannat and Jahannam were in front of us. And that brings us to the story of Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, when one morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes him up and he says, Ya Haritha, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ, O my Haritha, how have you risen this morning? He says, أَصْبَحْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا, O my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have woken up this morning to be a genuine, a pakka believer. Rasulullah says, Acha, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَ وَمَا حَقِيقَةُ قَوْلِكَ. You have made a claim. What's the proof of your claim? He says, I have detached myself from this dunya. I keep roza during the day. I read tahajjud at night. O my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَأَنِّي أَنْذُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي. It is as though I can see the throne of my Allah in front of me now. This was the kayfiyat sahaba had. Why? Because they strengthened the iman. They worked upon the iman. They stayed away from all those sins that would snatch away a person's iman. They would not make blasphemous statements and make a mockery of shariat and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any verse of the Quran. If they did not understand anything in deen, they would not go and make a self-study. Many people I've read now, in the last 2 or 3 days, of people who have become atheists, they have left Islam. Why? Because they could not find some answers to a few questions that were bothering them. Instead of going to the right people and finding out, they tried to work out and solve those problems themselves, and they went more into deeper problems, and that caused them to leave Islam. Ala ibn al-Hadrami radiallahu ta'ala, the level of his iman, they are being chased and pursued by the enemy, and suddenly in front of them is a huge sea. They've got no boats, they've got no ships, nothing to cross, to take them across. What does he do? The strength of his iman, when a person's iman is built, it is so strong, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so strongly, then that yaqeen and conviction in Allah's greatness comes into his heart. And then he does not look at the material things and means of this world. He focuses totally in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All he does, he looks toward the sky, he takes names of Allah ta'ala. He says, Ya Alimu, Ya Azimu, Ya Azimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Aliyu. He takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Alimu, Ya Azimu, Ya Halimu, he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba say, would the horses, they cross the sea. وَمَا بَلَّ الْمَاءُ خِفَافَ إِبِلِنَا. He says, the water of the river did not even moisten the hooves of our camels. You know the level of iman of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala? The caliber of his iman? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes by a gathering in which Sayyidina Uthman is, and then he remarks that amongst them there is such a person referring to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. لَوْ قُسِمَ إِمَانُهُ بَيْنَ جُنْدٍ مِنَ الْأَجْنَادِ لَوَسِعَهُمْ. If the iman of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, if it has to be taken and distributed through the soldiers of a huge army, it will suffice all of them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu himself, Rasulullah tells him in this world, O Umar, when you will be put into the qabr, and when Munkar and Nakir, the two angels will come and question you, Man Rabbuk? They will ask you, who is your Allah? You will see, who is your Allah? You will ask them, you give me the answer first. They will say, what is your deen? They say, what is your deen? He will ask them. They will say, have we been sent to this man or has he been sent to us? Like that every Sahabi, my respected brothers and elders, time is already exhausted. But the point is, we have to sit in those gatherings of Iman. We have to call towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be concerned about our community, our society, our youth, our children. And we have to make sure that our homes have the right Imanic environments. And our children are brought up in that Imani environment. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen our Iman. May Allah give us a strong Iman. May Allah give us more to the Iman. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from losing our Iman. May Allah protect all those people who have lost the Iman and bring them back onto Iman and Deen. It is not too late. We have to make that effort. And inshallah, brothers, it pains us. Any other religion, if somebody leaves the religion, they don't feel that pain. Here the man has lost his Iman. It should make us shed those tears. We should become restless. Like this, there are so many people in the world, Muslim by name, but when you find out, he is not a Muslim. He has lost his Iman. Just the other day we heard of a person that when they were, Jamaat was going for Gush, and they met this person, and they said, brother, can you please help us, show us the homes of the Muslims? He said, no problem. And they asked him what was his name, he said, Bill. So then, as they were talking, and they told him, no, don't worry, one day perhaps you'll become Bilal. He said, brothers, I was Bilal before this. I was Bilal. And in fact, I performed 6 Hajj in my life. But I left Islam. My respected brothers and elders, only when we go out, then we will realize what is the condition of our Iman, the Iman of the Muslims. May Allah protect us. We should not lose hope. Allah is with us. We must strengthen the Iman. May Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.